This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go with your Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got a Shred Day event going on Friday between 11 and 2 o'clock at their Brookside Drive location in Springfield. So what do we have in Dirt today, Dina?
All right, nominees for the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards were announced yesterday, and it looks like Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande are going head-to-head.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's all right. They're friends. This is all friendly competition, right?
Sure. Until it's TV.
Well, they both lead with 10 nominations each, so not bad. At all. They're both in the category for Video of the Year, up against Jonas Brothers as well, and some other great acts. If you want to see some of the major nominations, I will have that for you at dinosdirt.com. And the voting for all 14 categories is open until August 14th. Then the VMAs air August 26th.
Do they have their own categories by now?
Who's that?
Like Taylor Swift is in the running
Swift
for
category?
The Taylor Swift's Best Song Award.
Best Taylor Swift use of a Taylor Swift?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Interesting.
Feel free to make suggestions. Britney Spears and her boyfriend made their red carpet debut this week at the premiere of Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and that sparked some major speculation because it looked like Britney had a big old diamond ring on her finger. So a lot of people thinking, okay, she's engaged, but some of my sources went forward and double-checked, and according to Us Weekly, they are not engaged.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay.
Us Weekly would probably be one of the first to say they were engaged, so if they're saying they're not engaged, they really probably aren't engaged.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, if you side with Johnny Depp, you side with Johnny Depp. If you side with Amber Heard, you side with Amber Heard. And that's the thing that's been going on between this debate between the two of them and their domestic abuse court case. But now Johnny Depp's got some backup from one of the people on the set of his recent films, City of Lies. Emma Danoff, who is a script supervisor, says that Johnny never punched anybody on the set because, remember, he was accused of punching a location manager.
Okay.
She says it was actually quite the opposite, that Johnny was talking to some homeless people near the set, and the production manager was the one who came forward doing all the screaming and being aggressive. So, gosh, it's so interesting to see how people are siding so hard one way or the other. There's no, like, in-between on this.
And testing out everybody's memory, too, as far as what exactly went down.
That's true. I wonder if some memories are a little skewed based on who you just have more of a relationship with.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
And if you're not filled in on the college admissions scandal, well, Lifetime has your back.
Forgot about that. Still exists.
According to Entertainment Tonight, it looks like Lifetime Network is going to get a new film called College Admissions Scandal. That's what it's tentatively called right now. And they are going to be covering this story about the whole privileged and elite individuals paying so that their kids could go to college and top schools. No word yet on a premiere date, but you know, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman have both been charged in the case. And well, don't you know that the Lifetime movie will focus on two wealthy mothers involved in the scandal?
They hire them to star in it.
Right?
What a coincidence. No, actually, if you want your kid in the picture, it'll cost you half a mil.
Who do I have to pay
Good
off?
Thing.
Yes.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And don't forget, this Friday between 11 and 2 on Brookside Drive, they're having their Shred Day event going on at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
It's good to be Madonna. It really is.
Okay.
She got some special treatment. She went to see Dave Chappelle at his Broadway show in New York City, and everybody else had to turn in their phones before the performance, but she didn't. She got to keep hers, but she was well-behaved. According to Page Six, a source said she was the only one who got to keep her phone, but she laughed at everything. And after Dave was finished, Madonna was then whisked away by security. So, you know, I guess he trusts her. I mean, she is on the list of, like, most admired people in the world. So
right.
Maybe Dave admires her enough to let her keep her phone.
Yeah, that's nice. They didn't whisk her away.
Well, as we told you, Heidi Klum and Tim Collins secretly got married months ago. Now they'll be celebrating their love in a more public way. They are planning a huge party in Capri, Italy next month for their friends and their family. I don't know if they're going to be doing it like Jonas style, where you have like, you know, wedding every month.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised. We have not heard anything about another wedding from Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra.
Sure, it's been a while.
It's been over a month.
We're secretly planning it at the hall here.
Is that it?
I wasn't supposed to say a thing. You know.
You ruined it like Dr. Phil.
Stinking Dr. Phil.
Yep.
Valerie Harper's husband, Tony Cacciotti, said that doctors are recommending that Valerie be moved to hospice care as she continues her battle with cancer. But he says, no way. He says, I won't, because of all the great deeds that she has graced us with while she's been here. They've been married like 32 years. I could see how it would be hard for him to do that.
Yeah.
And you know how we told you about that GoFundMe that one of Valerie's friends started last week? It raised like $66,000. It's been shut down, but for good reason. Apparently, the page got the attention of a lot of people in the entertainment industry who stepped forward to help Valerie with her medical expenses.
Okay.
Tony said once they all started hearing about it, they started coming forward. And now we don't have to put her in hospice care. We can keep her at home and she can stay here and live out all her days, you know.
That's terrific.
You know, yeah. A lot of people loved her. She was Rhoda Morgenstern on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And she made a lot of friends in Hollywood, made a lot of fans, and everybody stepped forward to help her out.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Nice to hear that.
DinaStirt.com.
Zoe 101. Could be coming back to Nickelodeon, according to TMZ.
About
this
time.
Was a very popular show on Nickelodeon.
It's going to be Zoe 102?
I don't know what they're going to call it, but Jamie Lynn Spears, you know, Britney's little sister,
She's
been talking with executives about reprising her role as Zoe. And since it's been 11 years since the show last aired, the show would follow Zoe's life 10 years post-graduation, which I think makes total sense. I don't like these reboots that start over with a whole new audience. This is nice that you're taking it from where the audience who loved the show can pick it right back up at their point in their lives.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like Fuller House or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no word if Austin Butler would be back on. He played James on the show. He was just cast as Elvis Presley, you know, in that new movie, so it could be hard for him. I mean, even though Jamie Lynn's busy too, she's got a new Netflix series, but, you know, she could juggle her schedule and do both.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe the new show, they could be influencers, you know, something current.
Yeah.
When it comes to jobs.
Social media influencers.
Right. Yeah. Times have changed.
I mean, charity is. It's not really like faking, right?
Right,
that's
exactly.
True. Life's imitating art.
A lot of pictures saved up.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Oh, yeah. Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They're having a shred day coming up this Friday between 11 and 2 at their Brookdale Drive location. What is up in gossip, Dina?
All right. Well, if Beyonce asked the world to stop spinning, it probably would.
Sure.
Yeah. Case in point, John Oliver, who voices Zazu in the new Lion King movie.
Yeah, we love him. Yep.
Yes, he admitted the truth about a rumor that we've heard about Beyonce, that she was photoshopped into the cast photo. So while John was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Stephen flat out asked him, people are speculating she was photoshopped in and you're right next to her. Can you tell us whether she was there? And John said she wasn't there.
Oh, scandal.
Yeah. She didn't want to be with the commoners.
John said that he was told to be careful where his foot was positioned on the set. He said, I looked down and there was just this piece of tape on the floor with Beyonce's name written on it.
Oh, that's funny. So was she like doing another project or something?
I'm sure she was just unavailable. And he said just even knowing that Beyonce would be there in that photo, in that position, was very intimidating to him.
just to see her name tag?
Yes. He said it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, nervous for his foot to go over. Don't turn, foot.
Yep.
We call that the power of Beyonce.
That's right.
DinaStirt.com.
Kylie Jenner's latest Instagram photo with her baby daddy, Travis Scott, got the attention of a leading disability organization, the Ruderman Family Foundation. They condemned the photo after it was posted.
Uh-oh.
It's a picture of Kylie and Travis posing by one of their cars in what appears to be an underground parking lot. But there's a sign right behind their car. You know, that big, bright blue and white sign.
Handicap?
Yeah, indicating they're in a disability accessible parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Oh, maybe that's the one question. She failed on her written driver's exam. Maybe she doesn't know what it means.
She might not.
I'm sure they did it just to get the talk, right?
Did they buy out those passes?
Can you buy those spots?
That permit? Yeah.
Can you offer enough money for those? I didn't think that was an option.
DinaStirt.com.
Hey, we got your daily stalker report.
I get it. Stalker. Okay. You had me fooled there for a second.
We previously reported that Channing Tatum filed a restraining order against a woman who who broke into his house and stayed there for 10 days. But now he's got a restraining order that's in effect for 5 years. And Taylor Swift's Rhode Island home, target for yet another stalker. Police arrested a man who was armed with, get this, a bat, gloves, lockpicks, a crowbar,
oh my gosh,
a whole bunch of other stuff.
That's scary.
The police were called once they saw the metal bat sticking out of his bag. But he said he had already traveled to Nashville and New York in an attempt to catch up with Taylor so that she could help him with his music career.
Wow, so unless he's a locksmith, he's probably going to jail, I'm guessing.
I was like, so creepy. Taylor, these are all the items I'd like to include in my song. Can you help me? I don't know what any of that has to do with music.
The lockpick song.
Yes. DinaStirt.com. And Charlie and Bella Swan's home from the Twilight movies, it's now available to rent through Airbnb.
Wow.
Now, what you should know about this, though, is it's located in St. Helens, Oregon, not Forks, Washington, by the way.
Who would want to go there then?
And it's only $330 a night, just a short drive from Portland. You can walk to the Columbia River, and you can have 10 guests. Plus, it's got a 5-star rating on Airbnb.
What?
Nice.
5-star rating.
For $300 a night?
$330 a night.
That's
for 10
nothing.
People. Yeah, exactly.
And it's got to be booked for the next few years.
Well, I figured out what the downside is.
Yeah. Oh.
There are no hot vampires included.
Oh.
That's the downside.
So even with hot showers, if they don't have hot vampires,
yeah, what's
true.
The point?
You're
I
out.
Know, what's
Robert
the
Pattinson's
point
out there.
For? Exactly.
Who wants to go?
I need my Edward Cullen fix.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.